Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're about to fire up a debate here.
We are, actually.
We got a list of like 10 things, and we have to decide whether they are better in the summer or in the winter.
Yeah, it's getting heated pretty. And
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
99% of them are better in the
winter. Nope. 99%? No.
Everything's better in the summer. Almost everything in the world is better in the summer.
I don't know.
I am an outdoor person. I grew up in Colorado. I ski.
But there are still... See, it's fun. There's some things in the winter, like you just said, that are better in the summer.
Number one, getting drunk. Summer, winter, starting with little D, go.
Winter.
Incorrect. Why?
I don't know. I just like being inside and having like something warms you up inside and makes,
yeah, winter is better.
I say winter for sure.
Three words, patio day drinking.
Okay.
There, done.
You know, okay.
Patio day drinking is amazing.
You love to be out in the hot sun and mowing and doing all this stuff in the hot sun and nothing that quenches your thirst more.
Yes.
And tipping back that cold beer.
Absolutely.
That just gives me a headache. I don't understand why. I'd rather have water.
So you only like to drink.
I would rather have water after mowing and being hot in the sun than beer.
I will say this. I don't want to get hung up on this one for the whole time. Red wine. I'll drink red wine all day when it's freezing outside. Like, I like the things that warm the belly, a good bourbon or something in the winter. But for the most part, getting drunk is a summer sport. For sure. I mean, for me, don't get me wrong. I play in both sides of the Olympics.
Yes, you too, actually. Yeah.
Of the drinking Olympics. Number two, this seems like a no. By the way, the poll that we have says 86% say getting drunk is better in the summer.
Yeah, they were drunk.
Number two, driving.
Winter. Definitely winter. Summer's boring. Winter, you got stuff going on. You know, like a fresh snowfall. You kind of angle towards the curb and be the first one to carve out your tire tracks. And you can swerve around. There's ice. Oh, my gosh. It's way more fun.
Windows down.
You can do that in the Yeah, winter. Exactly.
And if someone else is driving, you also have a drink.
Okay. You can do that in the winter.
I know, but it's okay. I'm summer 100%.
Summer driving.
Oh, God. Windows
yawn.
Down. And little D?
I have to go, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm a winter driver.
It's exciting.
I think what you guys are doing is you've seen the results of this, and you're just going against all of them.
Oh, I didn't know where we're going. What's the result?
83% said driving in the summer is better.
Oh, they're dumb.
You know what I like about the winter driving is the unexpectedness of everything. Like
it's
in
exciting.
Summer, it's like you're boring. You're just cruising along doing it. In winter, it's you have to be like paying attention. Like Steve said, you're the first one to carve out the path through and
go off. Off road a little bit.
It's an adventure.
How many times before you got your Thrasher Jeep vehicle have you had to have your Audi rims redone from curbing them by sliding somewhere in the snow?
No, I wasn't. That definitely wasn't.
Like, you know, how many times? At least three that I know of.
Okay. So, I think there was three that I remember.
Oh, okay. So it's only the ones I remember.
But it's fun.
Next up, vacations. Another no-brainer.
Which one? What? You say summer? What?
All
you do is you're just hot and sweaty.
Unless you're flying to the opposite hemisphere to get to the other season.
Mm.
Like, it's fun to go to Brazil in the winter because it's summer there.
Okay,
But maybe. For the most part, vacations are a summer thing.
No.
Summer, 100%.
No.
Oh, little D finally joined the dark side. So you just like to be inside. You're like, you're winter on everything. You're that bumble thing on Rudolph. You are. It's like,
I just want to be inside and eat reindeers and stuff.
Spending time outdoors. Steve's got a zero answer on this one. When is it?
It would be winter, but nah, you're right. I'm just hunkered.
Summer is obvious.
Outside.
Well, see, I go winter on that one, too.
Yeah,
because
see?
I like the quietness of the winter time.
Nice.
Like, when you go out and do stuff in the winter, it's mostly, unless you're out of like a packed ski resort or something like that, if you go out, it's quiet and it's solitude. And
like that.
In the summer, it's packed and
just loud and annoying and stupid.
There are things to do outside in the summer where you don't have to, like, buy a lift ticket, rent a snowmobile, do anything. You just go outside and you can just go do stuff.
Mm.
showers. This is a no-brainer.
If you say it, I'm going to.
No. It's summer. No, oh, it's my
not.
God.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. Because the only thing you're using a shower for in the winter is to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
No, that's the, nice and warm.
The feeling the after you.
And the, yeah.
And here comes my AA friends are going to get on me again. There's nothing better than mowing the lawn, building, erecting a barn with your Amish friends.
I'll give you that.
And then coming inside, putting your face directly in the cold water, yeah. having it rinse all your hard work off of you.
That's true.
Reaching up to the little area where your soap and shampoo is and feeling the champagne of beers, a Miller High Life, in your cold shower in the hot.
I'll give you that one, too. This one's tough. They both have their... Yeah.
But where are you leaning? You have to choose.
I don't get sweaty because I don't exert, so I'm going to mostly just stay warm in the winter with the shower. Yeah.
Exercising... Pass.
What's the exercise next, in the...
By the way, showers won 59% summer. Let's see. Exercising was 45% summer.
Mm.
Eating. This is the only one that
well,
I went to.
You get, there's more variety of food in the summer. There's the grilling out and all the meat smoking and all that stuff going on. So you have that whole genre.
I'm just not hungry.
See, I pick winter because like all your eating holidays are in the winter.
Yeah. That is true. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the treats stuff. And stuff. Wow.
I don't want anything but sushi, salad in the summer. I don't want. I
like, oh, you like
I don't,
light
I don't,
fare?
Like, yes.
Okay.
And it's like you'll go to somebody's, I'll make a big batch of chili or make it something. And I'm like, I'll eat that in the winter to warm up and get some fat on me or whatever. But it's like in the summer, what do you have that's like, do you have arugula? I'll just eat a sprig of arugula.
Let me check my grill.
That's all I got. So eating was 56% winter with the winter. Reading, pass!
Yeah, you don't do it any season.
If you had to choose, you guys, you probably, you like to.
I'm voracious all, especially Indian summers. I'll read like they're going out of style. Oh, that's my favorite season.
What the hell is wrong with you? I know. Coffee.
I don't drink it.
I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I'd say winter.
Because it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to take that one too, but I drink iced coffee, so I'm okay. Final one, and this is, and are we gonna put this up on Facebook?
Yeah, well,
let them poll on it. Sex relations.
Wait. Ooh, probably spring, late fall.
You got to choose winter or summer.
Okay. Yep, both. But who's not going to do both? So if I pick one, I can't do it. Okay, whatever.
No, which one's
better? So if I say winter, I can never have relations in the summer.
No, you just have to say when is it better?
Oh, I got to go with winter.
Why?
Because it's like you hibernate and you're all warm and cozy and you're
stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Yeah, that is. By the way, winter wins on that one, even though it's wrong.
I go summer. Stupid.
Yeah, summer, because you're scantily clad. You can.
Yep.
I am 3 seconds from having relations. I only have 3 articles of clothing on right now.
No, I get that, but there's nothing to the imagination, though. But if you have to mentally, there's layers.
I get it. The voracious reader needs to have his mind stimulated to get moving. Yawn. All right. So far, only winter in the official thing, winter won like 4 out of 10.
Yeah, crushed. Winter
with Steve. Steve is like a giant grizzly bear.
Yep.
Who only does things. We're going to throw this up on our Facebook page. Just look for the Slacker and Steve fans page over on Facebook. We'd love to hear your opinion, too.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.